The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You're down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You're down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I
don't know.
Welcome back to another edition of the In Deep Show. I am your man, Big P. This is In Deep Show. For all of our loyal regulars, welcome back. For all the newcomers, welcome. Hope you enjoy what we have to offer. You may not. That's cool. I do not do this show alone. I have my crew rocking out with me. Makes everything come together oh so nice. I have with me the doctor.
What's up, everybody? I'm Mr. Job. We back.
Okay. Let's try that one more time, man.
Yeah. Hey, hello, hey, testing 1, 2, 3. Hey, what's up, everybody? Good to be back. Love y'all. We right here. Get ready to do it. We ready to put it down.
All right. We have Miss Oni.
Hey, Deepsters.
All right. Help Miss Oni with that mic over there, Doc. Show how we talking to the mic. Dot.
Hey, Deepsters.
Hey, y'all.
Yeah, can't help her with
he
the...
He means
yeah.
actually turn oh, around.
Oh, go that way. I thought,
help
oh,
her
all right, okay.
with her mic.
Okay, there we go.
He don't know.
And we also have the queen, Queenie, y'all.
Hey, people. Thank you for still hanging in there with us. Thank you for listening. Thank you for pushing play. Thank you for sharing the show. Super totes awesome. What in the world?
Yeah, it's blind leading the blind.
Okay, all right. Let's see what happens.
All right. Are you there with us, Miss Oni?
I think so.
Great. That's on the side, not the top. There we go. I know it might be something else too, but it's just the side. Right above the red light.
Okay. Yes?
You can move it close. You can,
hey!
You can move it too.
Hey! You hear me?
Yeah, all
right. Hey!
Oh, no.
Y'all
okay.
hear me?
Okay.
All right.
Look, Grandma.
Hey!
All right.
All right.
Come on
all righty.
Now.
Alrighty.
And that concludes this episode.
Right.
What the hell, quick? Hey, Queen.
Yo.
Guess what?
Sup.
Look at these two.
They're like Houdini.
They're back.
Right.
Okay, we just got two more co-hosts just came to the studio. We got Sachi and Sebastian. They came to the studio. Here, let me turn your mic on so you can address them. Go ahead. You're good.
Yeah.
The dogs just ran into the studio, took it over like like a bad episode of Juice or something.
How'd they get in here is a question.
She keeps closing the door, but they keep sneaking downstairs. I don't know how.
But see, you know what?
Smart dogs.
When you use reverse psychology on dogs, it helps a lot. So like, you know, they got their kennels and sometimes they make it out of their kennel after it's locked.
Really?
And we tried to figure out, like, how do they get out? So what we did was reverse it. we put some treats inside the kennel and locked it and watched how they got in. So we figured their ass out.
Oh, okay. Cool, man.
Yeah.
Cool. Anyway. What were you going to ask me?
Oh, yeah. Guess what time it is?
What time?
It's Christmas time.
All right.
Christmas time. It's Christmas time.
I'm trying to catch the song, but did you just make that one up?
No. Oh. It's just giving words.
Oh, okay. I was trying to back you up. I couldn't hear you.
Yeah.
Already, man.
It's that time to.
All right. People decking the halls.
Have the warm, fuzzy feelings.
I don't have any yet.
And you know, this is when you just walk down the street and you randomly see a stranger and you smile and say, Happy Holidays. And get a thing of eggnog and sing.
Christmas time is here.
I have not felt like that yet.
Happiness.
As we sit by the fireplace.
Fun for all the
and we think about all of the
their favorite
wonderful
time
warm memories that we've had throughout the year.
Snowflakes in the air.
Then the alarm clock goes on. And you're back into the traffic and the hustle and bustle.
Back to the grill again.
Because you don't have one of those jobs where you can take off 3 weeks in December.
Oh, wow.
To enjoy the holidays.
Must be nice. Well, I guess a lot of educators have that. When I used to work for this union that was for... school administrators, we got to do that. So, yeah.
Quinn, what do you think about a day, one day a year, nearing the end of the school year, where educators get one day at an assembly for the entire school to just sound off how they feel about the kids?
In front of them?
Absolutely.
Oh. I don't know. would be a good thing.
Reason why I had to get my daughter's violin to get service today, and when I opened it, there was a letter from one of her classmates, I assume, that read something to the effect of, "I hate this teacher. She gets on my nerves. I wish the old teacher was back." Blah blah blah. Yada yada yada. And I just couldn't help thinking to myself, I wonder what that teacher feels about you.
Probably like, I hate
how
you
about
too.
And just to see the looks on some of the kids' face to hear like someone that has had, you know, 20 plus years of professional cursing under their belt, just put together a profanity lace tyrant. Just to see those poor kids. Break.
You can't break your souls like that.
Got to. Some of them.
Nah.
Especially them.
Right. I'm pretty sure, like, when those teachers get home, you know, just like they sitting across from their husband or wife, sipping wine, eating. That little motherfucker Johnny, he did that shit again.
They ain't sipping. They like, and then.
Yeah, and then that little bitch Jasmine, I told her to sit her ass down.
Her ass she gonna get pregnant by the time she 9. Watch what I tell
her. The way she talked with that vulgar goddamn language, goddamn, to always talking about VJJs and stuff like that. She's too fucking young.
VJJs.
I'm pretty sure that's when they convince, though. You know, when they come back to school the next day, hello, little Johnny. Hey, little Jasmine. Okay, come on, girl. Come on in. Did you do your homework? All right. I can understand. I mean, yeah. What are you going to do? That's a rough job to have, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have to have restraint.
Yep.
I mean, real restraint. And then, you know what? Like, back in the day, your parents gave your teachers complete autonomy to whip your ass. You got out of line. These days, you know, you have kids want to call Child Protective Services and all this because, you know, you hit him on the head or you gave him a spanking or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's a different time. It's a different time.
So would you be a teacher if you could actually, like, beat a kid? I mean, I'm not saying, like, beat him down, but, you know, maybe, like, you know, hit a take a ruler, would be a better general. Hit a hand or some buttocks.
That's what we got.
Something like that.
That's what we got. We got lit private school. The fuck up.
That man. Private school was real.
And then when you got home, you got lit up again.
Again.
Mm. You know what I'm saying?
And then when you got Jamaican parents that don't communicate well, you got lit up three times because mom didn't tell dad I already beat his ass.
Three beatings. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But it was all for the good. You know, you thought whatever you did to get all the damn whippings, you didn't do that shit again. Mm. Yeah.
But or see, Queen, or sure you went about it a better way not to get caught.
Right. Yeah, that too. That too. So, yeah.
Shout out to all the people in jail right now.
Wow. Is this thing on? And answer you, no, I did not.
Yeah, you don't look like the type that got in trouble too often. Or you were just sneaky as hell.
She looked like the type that had that Matrix shit down pat early.
It's a combo.
Oh, yeah.
She ducked some shit out.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Okay.
What can I say?
Hey.
Hey. Do what you do. When you do it, the way you do it.
That's what it is.
No matter where you from.
It's how you do it.
Just saying. Or you go to other places. I ain't hanging in Arlington. I was in D.C. and Maryland. Okay. Mind your business.
Well, all right, all right, all right. But you know what? Actually, I didn't really start getting into trouble till my fucking senior year high school. But that was after I knew I was graduating. You know, I had all my credits and shit. That's when I really started getting high, getting drunk, shit, all kind of shit.
Oh.
Hey, Doc. Mm-hmm.
But I
do you?
I have my shit together.
Do you get as nervous as I do, like, when you, like, look over Kayla's shoulder at her homework and be like, fuck, I got one more year to be able to help her out with homework?
Man, I had
and she only a motherfucking sixth grade. Like, man, I don't know what I'm going to do.
I had that conversation with somebody else, man. I was like, man, she's doing homework now that I was doing when I was coming out of high school.
Man, first year ready to college.
Go to algebra and shit. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Man.
I was like, what the hell?
Man. She was like, Daddy, next week we're going to be doing this. I was like, oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. Go ahead.
Seventh grade, I'd be like, what you got for homework today, babe? Quantum physics and
And next week is trigonometry and then we're going to move into.
But look, I remember the first day when Kay came downstairs and was like, Dad, I need help with my homework. And I was like, what's up, babe? What you got? She laid it down in front of me. I was like, what did the teacher say? Slip, I was lost.
Oh, I got you, dog.
And so, I had to hit her with the, hold on, my stomach hurt. I got to go to the bathroom. I went in the bathroom and Googled that shit real quick. Carried one. Okay, all right, I got this.
Okay.
Whew, man. You can't let them know they got you that early.
So right, right.
You got to duck that stuff out.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Some shit you just can't learn by sitting on the toilet and Googling.
I mean, hey, shorty, Google and YouTube has held a nigga down.
Yeah.
Okay. Man, I did how to install the home security system. I got that down now. I'm ready. I'm going to go pick that joint up, hopefully this weekend.
Okay.
Dude, tell you. Yeah. Turn you into a mastermind.
All right.
Cooking, I be cooking my ass off, a whole bunch of new shit.
Okay. Then, well, yeah. Yeah.
You know. So, yeah.
Okay.
Shit gets you hot. Mm-hmm. Go down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they moving a lot faster than we did.
See, Doc, you know, so only half the room can appreciate this conversation. Other half some old college educated ass mulattoes and shit.
Okay. Or I don't have kids, so I don't have to do this shit. So.
You gotta be mulattoes.
Right. I was gonna ignore that comment.
Oh, God.
tits when spayed and move young.
But again, or we don't have kids, so we don't have to do this.
Exactly.
Okay. We don't have to worry about it. I'd be like, hey, we getting you a tutor. Go find somebody in school that's smarter than you.
Right.
And tell them to come to the house, and we're going to work it out.
And you're going to pay them.
That's what, yeah. Yep. That's a tutor. Yep.
Tutor.
Oh, what kind of gibberish was that, dude?
He was getting ready to say one of his jokes. I know.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to go past
tutor. I never touched her or something like that.
Awkward pauses. Okay.
I miss you guys.
You're right. I was getting ready to say that.
I'm telling you, man, it's only but so long. Y'all don't know how many times I staged Sachi and Sebastian in these very chairs just to have a conversation.
Right.
And it just didn't work.
Is that why his mic was off?
That's why.
Yeah. Which one of them was talking too much?
That's why he going to be itching in a minute.
Oh.
Right.
You know how many treats I had to get him to sit still and shit? Wouldn't record nothing.
Hey, where'd it go?
Well, I guess we should go ahead and start the show.
I guess.
What do we usually do like about that?
Conversations.
That's a good question.
It's been a long time.
You usually play some music or some shit.
Drink.
Well, I mean, come on. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute. We haven't even gotten started. My glass is almost gone. What in the world?
Empty. I got to go back to the...
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor.
You forgot,
give
huh?
Give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hey there.
Now, I'm pretty sure y'all already heard about...
What up, nigga?
Hey, Pippin, man. Now, I'm pretty sure y'all already heard about Kanye tripping out and everything. Okay, now, they didn't let him out the hospital. Okay, now, he's out on patient care, but he's not in the house with him and his wife, you know. So, my whole thing is, this is what I'm thinking. Well, I'm going to tell y'all what they're saying is. What they're saying is, after, Kim got robbed and everything, you know, he's been going real hard on his medication. Okay? But I think myself, to be honest with you, I think it's just the fact that he's been around the motherfucking Kardashians so long. But on top of that, Kanye has been right on the edge of being like, you know, a little crazy.
Mm-hmm.
A little genius. They say there's a thin line between genius and craziness and whatever.
You know, a lot of people try to attribute his craziness to his mother passing. But for me, I go a step before, because I saw the craziness start when he broke up with his girl. I forgot her name, the one that was a Delta.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the crazy... If you go back to his albums and listen to his albums. And when he broke up with his girl, that's when the craziness started. Then his mom passed shortly after that and just, you know, made him full on.
That shit.
Schizoid.
Damn, he done moved into the schizoid category?
Not that bad, man.
Okay.
Nuts.
All right.
His mama don't got nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
Please. I bet she does. Come on, man. When and I pray to the Lord, it is a long time from now, when my mother passed, y'all going to have to find, I'm going to be in a ditch with a bottle of Hennessy. And you know, I don't even drink Hennessy. I'm going to go full Kanye on y'all.
Okay.
Just go off the rails.
Don't go Schlitz.
Oh, no, I can't. My stomach can't.
I can help you out of everything else you're going
through. My stomach can't do that. So, yeah. I'm just saying.
Okay, yeah.
Because, you know, she and I were really close. So, just saying, I'm going to be, like, off the rails.
I can dig it. And, I mean, and that goes for, I would say, a vast majority of us. You know, losing moms is not a good thing. But, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
It was near the anniversary of her death.
Right.
So that's the reason why they said that it was
like a major trigger
factor.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. This recent hospital stint?
Like, her passing was November 20th, and that was around the time that he went into the hospital. Like, he canceled the show, like, on that day, like, the rest of his tour.
Why would he have scheduled the show that day? That's the part that
he probably
gets
didn't
me.
Have anything to do with it. You know, those people kind of, like, schedule it for him. They probably were in.
So then his, who someone close to him should have been fired.
Agreed.
Whoever agreed right. to that date been like should have been like, oh no, we ain't doing nothing. Matter of fact, clear that hole the week before and the week after. Just clear that.
But do you think though, maybe if it was scheduled, that maybe, you know, it was kind of like, well, let's let him do this, or he's like, let me do this so that way my mind won't be on it, you know, and then the whole Kim getting robbed in Paris and she could have lost her life. I mean, she could, you know, it could happen, you know,
true.
So maybe it was like that. And then, you know, then the mom's anniversary and, you know, initially he might have been okay, you know, because he was, you know, on stage and just, you know, taking his mind going somewhere else and getting into that Yeezus, you know, kind of mentality, I guess, for lack of a better term. And then maybe with that happening, you know, the robbery and then the mom, and it just, you know, it was a big snowball.
And then he just really went crazy when he was saying all the stuff about Jay-Z, right? So he was talking bad about Jay-Z and Beyonce and one of his shows, saying how they don't, their children don't play together. So it was like at each show thereafter, he would start to talk about that issue. So I think that, you know, especially since like in his, you know, his music, Big Brother, it was like this whole big what do you call it? Like something to Jay-Z. He's paying homage to him. And then the fact that they didn't do well after Kim's, you know, attempted robbery with her, because he was saying how instead of Jay-Z calling, that he should have come to the house to visit, you know?
Well, I would think that's what friends do, you know, or like a real friend. I would think or hope that if something happened to me, I would, you know, as they say, come see about me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Not like check, you know, send me a tweet or write me on Instagram.
But you know what, though?
You said what?
Or ask my neighbor.
See, you know what? That's what I thought he said.
But you know what, though? In Jay-Z and Beyonce's defense, I think it was to the point where that goddamn Kanye has been tripping so much, is like, you know, they probably was like, oh no, he just doing his little thing again, he'll get over it. They probably didn't think he was gonna take it that serious, you know, like he did when he was like, man, Jay-Z ain't called me to see how I was doing or none of that, you know, none of that. And I'm pretty sure the fact that his mother died and all that other stuff probably has something to do with it. Yeah, you know, and they were also saying that after all that happened, he was taking his medicine a little more frequently than he was supposed to. And the fact, then they also said that he was sleep deprived and all that. You add all that up.
Yeah, that's a recipe.
Know, so,
that's
true. You know. So,
did y'all know he had a brother? Did you hear about that? Like his brother? I was like, who even knew he had a brother?
I did not.
He spoke on his behalf and was saying how, you know, that he was sleep deprived and that was the issue. And I was just like, they never showed a picture of him. I want to say like his name was Harold or something. I don't know. Can't remember. But the fact that he had a brother and all this time, I was like, Kanye,
I never hear about it, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know until that too.
Did they ever reveal who robbed Kim?
They saw them on bicycles ride by. Right. Didn't say specifically. You think they're dead?
I mean, I know who it was.
What in the world?
You do?
Mm-hmm. Uh-uh.
Who?
We're gonna skate to one song only.
Had to be niggas in Paris, right?
Thank you. You did that for yourself.
There you go.
Thank
there you. Go.
Perfect.
All right. Let me see. Speaking of Jay-Z.
I'm sorry, I won't do another bad joke like that. I promise y'all.
Say this.
All our new listeners. I usually say shit like that for Doc. He usually gives you that.
That was pretty good, though. That was pretty
see
good.
What I'm saying?
Ooh, speaking of Jay-Z, Jay-Z celebrated a birthday yesterday. Bama turned 47 years old. Now, from what I heard on his last birthday, I don't know how true it is, Beyonce bought him a G4, G5 jet. I don't know how true that was. That was just the word on the street.
Now she bought him a matching airport.
Okay,
I mean, what do you buy? What do those two buy each other?
Right. Somebody that has everything.
I mean, you got to figure. No, seriously, you got to figure at this point, the only way Jay can, like, win points with a gift for her would be just to go, like, like pick a daffodil or something and just write a little note and tape the daffodil to it. You got to go like super, you know what I'm saying?
It's true.
You got to take like a needlepoint class
or something.
Make her a sweater.
Or
a
what
beanie,
about
something?
Learning how to cook her favorite dish, her favorite breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
But you ain't outdoing the chef that's doing that shit. Well, I mean, but I guess the fact that he's doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
But I kind of feel like they've been together long enough. I'm sure he's cooked her something. You know, he's cooked her food before.
Cooked her boots.
I hope. Okay. All right. Okay.
Well, cool.
I think they're gonna have
so what she
cheese?
Get, Doc?
Maybe.
No. I don't think so.
That motherfucker expensive.
She's expensive. Blue Ivy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was a meal up front. What? Remember that?
Oh, yeah, because he paid her
yeah.
after the baby. Oh, yeah.
Everyone had that called Nova. Shit. I done named that motherfucker a meal. Go ahead, Doc.
All right. Speaking about birthdays, DJ Khaled, he celebrated his birthday this weekend. Now, check this out. This dude, his name is, God damn it, I done fucked it up.
Miss Oni.
His name is Peplock, okay?
What?
He's a CEO.
You
I
said
look.
What? Peplock.
Peplock. Peplock. Okay.
Okay, you just go ahead and call him Khaled.
Yeah, just go ahead and call him.
Don't fuck up his
name. Now, check this out. Check this out, though. The CEO, Ricardo Guadalupe, okay, he bought DJ Khaled a watch costing upwards $100,000. Okay. And it has his major key on it, his logo that says, we are the best on it. Okay. On the back of the watch. Man, Jesus Christ.
Oh, we the best.
Doc, if you were an entertainer and I was your manager or what have you. Of course, I get paid off what you make, right?
Of course, of course.
So, would the gift mean that much if you know what I'm saying?
You go buy a gift for me with the money that I made for
right,
you.
Right,
oh, well, hey.
What's the big deal? I mean, you ain't, you
still
know.
Getting paid.
You know what I'm saying?
It's still a gift. For real, I would rather you just... Let's go have a drink together and you just go ahead and pick the tab up or something. I mean,
you kidding
me?
$100,000 watch?
That's a lot of money.
I'll take the
watch. If you can afford it off of what I paid
it's
you.
It's a salary, too, man.
I'm pretty sure I can go ahead and pick that watch up.
But
and not even notice it.
Did y'all know? I mean.
Because it was clearly a fraction of what you made to be able to afford it. So.
Yeah. Man, you know that's not how that works.
I know.
I mean, I saw The Weeknd bought a watch for like French Montana. I was like, that's what y'all do? Y'all just go around buying watches for each other? Like, what the hell? Hey, and it was something like $100,000 or something like that. And I guess that's what they do. They're like,
they
I buy you a watch. You buy me a watch.
Right,
we buy your cousin's uncle, sister's brother's cousin's dog a little collar.
The
suffering
of the black man.
You know what? I don't think it's that. I think it's like, I got money. I'm going to show everybody that I got money. And I'm going to give you this present. And you're going to tell everybody I gave you this present.
Let's do watches.
And then, right. And then, in turn, you're going to buy him a watch.
Right.
He's going to buy him a watch. And I'm going to get an extra watch because he's going to still buy me some. So now I got two watches. I'm just saying. That's what they do.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I'm not saying it's right.
Mistaken,
it's weird.
Usher bought Justin Bieber some old expensive ass.
Well, but remember though, he was like the manager, or he found him on YouTube or something.
Right.
So
right.
I mean,
that's
I kind of get
saying.
That, but
it's
the same.
Thing.
Yeah,
it's
the same.
Thing. You know, so, you made me this money, so
I'm
hey,
just saying.
You
so I'm gonna give you a little coin back,
right,
in the form of a watch.
Right,
just saying.
Then what do you do the next year? $100,000 watch.
Here's a card.
Okay.
A Hallmark. Like, remember that watch I gave you? What'd you tell me earlier?
I'm going to tell you what's
going
to happen next year.
For Christmas.
Yeah,
that's for Christmas, dog.
Down in increments.
Next year, Justin Bieber.
For the next
Justin Bieber would be like, you know, I would have made it without him. Fuck him. It'll be all that type of shit by the next year. Y'all they don't really fuck with each other like that.
Well, I don't know about now. But that doesn't mean Usher still don't own a piece of him, though.
I can tell. Pause.
No pause. We don't know. No pause.
No pause.
No pause.
I think Odell Beckham has set a new standard for male softness.
Here we go.
Oh, goodness.
Because he just does things with men that just shouldn't be done. And I mean, even in DuPont Circle, shit like that shouldn't be done.
How we get here?
I'm just, we were talking about the softening of men. Buying each other, buying men gifts. Y'all calling women bitches, but you buying another a man a $100,000 watch.
I don't do that.
I'm not saying, yeah, I'm talking about the dudes.
Yeah.
Y'all disrespecting the shit out the women, but you going to buy this other nigga a $100,000 watch.
Because I know he can buy me $150,000 watch.
And he can do a whole lot of things for you. Why stop there? He got a mouth too.
You know what?
I'm just saying.
You're doing too much.
Shout outs. Beckham. Hey. Sexual healing. Y'all saw the sexual healing video.
I do not.
You ain't seen the sexual healing video?
I don't want to. I'm not. Nope.
You ain't seen sexual healing video though?
Uh-uh.
Oh, no. We're going to talk about that at break.
All right.
We're going to hear their two opinions about what I'm talking about on the other side of the break.
Okay, okay. Well, that pretty much concludes my diagnosis.
Well, here comes the break.
I'm like, what in the world?
We'll be back. We got a whole lot of more, right, y'all?
Nope.
No. Okay, then.
Show is
Stay
over.
Tuned.
Ain't no talking when they talking, so shut the fuck up. The In Deep Show is on now.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the In Deep Show. Thank you. Wait, are you still there? You still listening? Okay. Thank you for sharing and push and play. Shout out to Rashani from the Single Simulcast for sharing the show. Shout out to Stone El Terrible for sharing the show. We greatly appreciate you guys. And, you know, all the homies that always hit the like button, Rude Boy. Kmart. BTG's a little absent, but I'm going to send him a shout out anyway because, you know, a lot of times he does it. Lady Ro. So thank you guys for always doing that. E-Color from the Hip Hop Digest. Right, you know, thank you, you know, for liking and everything that you do when it comes to our show. We really appreciate the support.
Stay up.
Well, no, I'm staying. So you know how to hit us with some feedback in deepshow@yahoo.com.
Or shout out to all our listeners that still like the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, boy. All right. Just had to bring up old shit. Anyway, so you know how to get at us. If you want to leave some you want to leave some verbal feedback, 202-750-1437. That's 202-750-1IDS. So, all right, I'm going to turn this the questiones section over to Doc and Big B, and let's see what they come up with today.
I got a smooth question for y'all.
Smooth, huh?
Smooth, real smooth. Smooth.
Okay, let's
see. All right. What is a big turnoff for you guys or you ladies when you meet a man or a woman? You know, if you meet someone and maybe they have a smell or maybe they don't speak
I'm
the
like,
Queen's
can you not give the,
right. What's the
answers? Yeah, don't. I mean, because what if that was going to be mine? You just, I mean...
Well, I'm just giving them an example.
No, don't give examples.
Okay, no well, examples. What is a turn off for you? How about that? Okay. Is that
I was going to say smell, but since you're.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I was going to say they don't speak the king's language, but you already said that, so.
Okay, what about the queen's language?
If you
liquid, like a spot of tea.
Yeah, they don't do that. Nah, I ain't fucking with them.
Nah.
Let's see, what's the turnoff? Oh man, I swear, I ain't gonna lie, it's been a minute for me in some in dating.
And this is off the just the initial meeting,
right off. Yeah.
Oh, off the bread.
Yeah. Or either or later on down the line, you know, something that you didn't pick up on, you know, maybe during the first initial contact. Oh, wow. But you know.
All right. So before I even give my answer, I'm just going to invite you all to tune into the IDS Extra that I'm going to need to fully give my answer.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be a 3-hour show.
Oh, my.
Yeah. I'll see you there.
Okay.
IDS Extra.
Well, all right.
Brian's response.
Oh, Lord.
He's got that bitch. I mean, go ahead, Queen. You had a phone.
Oh, I did?
You did.
Oh, okay. All right. Well. Let's see. I'm going to say initially, because I'm going to meet you somewhere. So I would say if you're like really late, that would be a turnoff.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm, you know, as they always do when you have an appointment anywhere, they give you like a 15 minute grace period. But if you're like 30, you know, 40 minutes, I'm out. Like, that's a long time.
But what if he has a good excuse? You know,
you can text me the excuse that the traffic was bad. Or if you send me a text or you call me and say, you know what, the traffic's really bad, I didn't estimate it, or there's an accident, that's different. But if you just pop in like, hey, I'm here, like everything should start and the sunshine and flower. No,
Queen, tell me if you feel me on this.
What?
Okay, so especially if you live in the DMV area,
mm-hmm.
Okay? And let's say I'm leaving from PG County, mm-hmm. and I'm meeting you in Arlington,
mm-hmm.
and let's say we meeting at 5:30 p.m. Mm. If I tell you, if I call you and say, hey, traffic's kind of bad, shouldn't you know traffic's going to be bad at that time?
Absolutely.
Okay, so they don't get a pass for that call, do they?
Mm-mm.
Okay, that's all right.
Well, I said I was nice. I'm going to give you 30, maybe, if I'm enjoying my beverage.
Right, if I'm getting good drinks.
You know what I'm saying? And having a good conversation with the people around me.
Just in time to get the face-to-face fuck.
By the time you get there, you'd have met another dude. You're like, oh, dude, it's too late.
Pretty much.
Come on, James.
Pretty much. Or at least I had some conversation, and I'm like, ooh, I'm tired. I got to go. You know, so I would say that. Like, you know how like people have like body odor, and it's not like a good kind of body odor. Like sometimes, you know, men will like be out and they'll play like basketball and they get a little sweaty. So it's like a good sweat.
Okay.
But we're talking about that. Sweat. We're talking about that funk where it's like onions.
The funk of 40,000.
You know what
years.
I'm saying? Like
okay.
That.
A thriller funk.
You know what I mean? Like. I remember
it was like it's like it's been days and days of funk building up to get to
that. Or you just oniony and you just don't have the right deodorant. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Some people just don't have the right deodorant. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know how you got there. I don't know. You hit all the parts. I am unclear.
Right.
But that, yeah, that is definitely a turn off. You know what I mean? And I'm not gonna lie, like, also too, being super cheap.
Super cheap?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Right off the break, huh?
I mean, I'm not saying like we're going like to Ocean Air or I don't even like Ocean Air. I mean, it's okay. Whatever. I'm not saying we're going somewhere like that's 5-star right. off the brick. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, you know, we meet at Starbucks and you like, oh, you gonna get the Frappuccino? Oh, you can get a venti. You gonna get a venti pie coffee? Now, mind you, that's the cheapest coffee they got.
I'm glad you said that. All right. Before you even get to that point, all right. Say if the guy was to approach you, all right, off the first time, what would be something that he does or says or, you know, whatever, and that will give you the like.
Is this a new question?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much the same question, but off the initial.
Well, so you might want to hold
get
it
around.
Yeah, and then you can do the curveball question.
Ain't even gonna answer the first one.
Oni.
So I'm real particular. I'm not the dating type. I'm not good at dating because I'll probably choose everything wrong initially. I'm just so like if his mouth stinks. Mm. Wow. Right.
Mm-hmm. Damn,
if he's tardy for the party, because I'm always tardy, and if you come later than me, then there's a problem.
Oh,
you
Lord
know, like me. I don't give that 15-minute grace. I'm like, if you come later than me, then there's definitely a problem. If he uses grammatically incorrect English, I just can't. Mm-hmm. Like I would find myself correcting him or cringing the whole night, just looking at him like you cannot be serious.
So if you said you getting the quesadillas or the filet mignon, then you'd be like, oh right. No.
Exactly.
Okay. Mignon.
So upset. So yeah, I'd probably have all that stuff. Yeah. I mean, for me always, I think the first thing is if his mouth isn't right, right? Ooh. Because like he's talking, you gotta keep looking at his mouth, you probably gotta keep smelling his breath. So
wow.
Like, that's the biggest one for me. Probably.
Damn, you can't give him a mint?
No.
All right.
Because have you ever had mint? Have you ever had a person with stinky breath? Like, you offer them gum, and it's like that mint mixed with funk breath, and it's like worse?
Mm. Shit, man.
Oh, man.
Okay.
It's awful.
It's like nothing's going to work.
It's like the onion man that you have, and he puts cologne on.
Mm.
Oh.
It's that same thing. So,
so you mean he needs a dentist?
Yes.
Okay.
And you got to take shit like that and look, look at tomorrow, because there's nothing better than a spontaneous kiss. Mm. And if every kiss, you got to be like, hold tight, Slim. Pop this. I'm gonna holler at you in 5 minutes. It's dead.
You just get up and walk away, and then set your clock,
right.
And then come back.
So the alarm go off. Okay, we ready.
You just be like, mwah. close mouth, nigga, close mouth. No.
Yes. Okay.
All right then. Well,
so those are mine.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I respect that.
All right. I think top on my list is a category that kind of encompasses a lot of things. And this is coming from someone that, you know, I didn't graduate college, and you know, so, you know, I ain't the smartest motherfucker on the earth, but I can't stand a woman that can't get out of the way of her own hoodness. Mm. Like just you street straight, like you speak straight Ebonics, like. I feel like when I'm talking to you, I'm on the court talking to my niggas.
Give me an example.
Right. So I'd be like, so I call and shit, you know, on the random and be like, hey, baby, how your day going? Young, check this shit out. This motherfucker gonna call and tell me.
Right.
Yo, young, hold on. Bitch, I'm 10 years old. What are you talking about?
Right. Ooh, wait a minute. So I need to remove that word because I do sometimes say young. All right, thank you. What else?
You know what I'm saying? But it's just like if everything just has to be, every your whole sentence structure is a slang.
Yeah,
right,
I got you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just, boom. Moved up the list rapidly are these, I call them baby wings. These fucking eyelashes that look like you just got three wings of mumbo sauce. That shit is fucking, and you know what? And I'm not even gonna get all color struck on y'all, but it. I'm sorry, it looks even worse on dark skinned women. I'm sorry.
Well, that's not nice.
Mm. So, just stop. Y'all tearing away your good eyelashes to put little three rings and mumble sauce on your shit.
Okay.
Okay. Now this one is one more. Let me just get one more under the hood. This hood category goes on for a while.
Damn, this last one, the wings.
I'm gonna tell y'all now. If y'all have not come face to face with this, just be thankful. Stinky, dirty weave. It is the most. That shit. Pulls the oxygen out your lungs. It's just like you. It's like you walk past, you be like,
oh Lord!
Like, yo,
oh,
shit's horrible. So that's just three in the hood category. That shit goes on.
So it's cool if she has weave. You just don't want it to smell.
I prefer you not to have it, but if you have it to the point where... No, I prefer you not to have it. Let's just be honest. I'd prefer you not to have it. So that's just a couple from my hood category.
Well,
thank you.
So there are other categories.
There are other categories, okay. But see, outside of that category, the other ones I would say are a little bit more tolerable.
Okay.
Because those I feel like over time you might be able to adjust a little bit or tweak a little bit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you in your 30s and young is a fixed part of your vocabulary.
Right.
Oh. Okay.
There's not much I can do.
All right,
with
mental
you.
Note. What about A? A.
Gah. That's gah.
Like A-Y-E.
Well, what's that shit, that wine that they keep doing? Or the, I call it the black Korean talk. Because I don't know if you ever heard Koreans, like they extend the last, whatever, the last part of what they say.
Girl.
That's
wrong.
But see, it kind of depends on if she says that, what follows. If she keeps saying stuff like that after she's a girl, and then, you know, yesterday, and then then
she could follow that with annoying. Brian, I have $1 million for you. That bitch is gone. I don't give a damn what you got to say
intelligent
after that. There's nothing that comes intelligent after girl.
Oh, fuck that. Listen, I'd be like, what? What? $1 million?
Go away.
That's all right. My bank account. Marky
give
Mark.
It to me.
Right. Hello? Yeah. Then I'd break your...
More Schlitz.
Right.
Stocka and Schlitz. Anyway, Marky Mark, what's yours?
Mine is... I'm going to have to say too many tattoos.
Oh, no. Wait, what's too many?
Too many.
Ugh.
Well, I'm going to say where the tattoos are.
Okay.
Tattoos all up here.
What's all up here? They can't see you, boo.
In the facial area.
Okay.
The neck, you know. Now, when it comes to like, you know, back, behind, you know, close.
The tramp stamp. You okay with the tramp stamp?
We're not going to call it the tramp
stamp. That's what they call it.
What? Anymore.
The lower back tattoo?
Yeah, yeah. Like a little butterfly or something real sexy or something. But all that big ass eagle wings and shit and all going around the back and all on the side. And come on, now you a woman. But I guess it depends.
I'm sorry. There's only one thing that is actually above the whole hood category. That's a chick that smokes.
Smokes what?
Period.
Oh.
I can't do it.
Okay.
Can't do it.
Doc is like, well.
It's like, I don't know if y'all ever smelled a brand new tire.
Together.
That's what that mouth smell tastes like.
What'd it do? Is that it? Tattoos, that's it? That's all you got?
I don't know. I saw this bra smoking a cigar the other day.
I was going to say, I occasionally smoke cigars, so.
Man.
That is different. An occasional, in a moment, smoke a cigar, that's different.
Like, I just had one.
If you are, you know,
good doing
once or twice a week talking about, can I get a pack of Salem Extra Long, can I get a Black and Mild,
can I tell you real quick, this guy thought we were smoking Black and Miles. I was like, nigga.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, how dare you, sir? How dare you? Anyway. So, seriously, so just really tattoos and where they're placed is a turnoff for you.
Let me see. That's all I can think of.
Well, that's okay. I mean, if that's all you got, that's cool. Okay, well, I got a quick... Oh, go ahead. You figure it out.
Oh, and just like Brian was saying, the and, you know, just not being able to express yourself. Yeah. Without, you know, being all ghetto and shit. Yeah, that too.
There is
the body banging.
Like if you're able to turn that off and on, like code switch a little bit,
sure.
And like while we at home being silly and playing or whatever, that's cute. But when you take that shit to work and like you can't turn that off,
and that's all you know,
man.
I concur.
Like, what would y'all do if y'all just met somebody and y'all was about to get intimate and they took off their pants and it was like, poof, like you just saw a cloud of smoke. Come up. Come. And like it ain't baby powder.
Like I said, ideas extra. This show can go on.
All right. How about that?
Man.
I'm just kidding.
You know what? That reminds me of something. Back in the day, right?
What's even worse is if, when they don't take their pants off and you can see and smell poof.
Right.
When you can tell them, oh, you're on your fourth day of your period.
Oh, my gosh. That is awful.
Damn, you can count by the smell?
Disgust.
Day one, you smell like this. Two, yeah, I'm like, day three.
I remember I was on a bus one
four,
day.
Woo.
And this lady day. Came. And she worked at a particular, she worked at Burger King because she had her name tag and shit still on.
Well, okay, that's okay. She had them
thin ass polyester work pants. You know, that shit ain't holding nothing back.
Mm-hmm. Was it hot outside?
She sat down and I was, my eyebrows started to curl this way. I was like.
You look like Lil Richard.
Seriously. I'm not trying to make jokes. Have y'all ever smelled a smell so bad that you actually felt the sort of temperature look change a little bit?
No.
That shit, I was like, it was bad. And when she got up, I was like, I can't be the only one to smell this. I turned around and other people in the back of the bus was like, they would, man.
Aww,
and I mean, I feel
medical.
Bad because I understand that's.
No, that's
not normal.
I'm not saying it's not normal. I'm not saying it's normal. I understand you know, this is something that women have to deal with. Mm. And I don't know if she got caught off guard while she was at work. I don't know what happened. Maybe she
to see a doctor.
Maybe she was only supposed to open the store that day, but somebody called out sick.
Look,
so
right.
She couldn't get out of there. She only brought like one or two pairs.
I don't know. A backstory.
All I'm saying is, man.
Wow.
She was
All right, then.
It's terrible.
Mm. All right. Well, you guys already know if you want to, you know, do some feedback on that question in deepshow@yahoo.com. Sir? D?
My questions are just a little bit lighthearted.
That's okay.
Y'all know it's the season. And for the most part, I am super big on the holiday season.
Before you walk in your house. Uh-huh. It's all.
No doubt. And, you know, and the same thing for my baby Oni. We've had some rough, the last few years have just been really rough for the holidays, and we're really trying to change our shit around and have some good times for this holiday. Huh. But I need to know what was, I need to know the whole story. Give me the whole story, y'all.
Oh.
What was the worst gift you got for Christmas? And like, did you have to like open it in front of the person that gave it to you? And how did you play it off or all of that? I need that whole rundown. Doc gives gift certificates. So
he is ready.
No, I'm talking about the gift that I received. And I'm not really going to say who I received it from.
They'll hear
it. Are they in this room? Is that what you
know?
Okay, because you was like just looking over here.
No,
I was,
no. But okay. It was a polo shirt, okay? And it had these little guys, you know, like playing golf.
Not golf.
I'm just saying, they were getting ready to swing. They were, you know, getting ready to do something. It was, you know, the little guys all on the damn shirt. And you know, I like polo.
It wasn't niggas on horses,
right? Exactly.
They were walking.
It wasn't a Ralph.
It was like
it was niggas with caddies.
No shit.
Wait,
no,
you said it was pictures of the caddies.
Niggas with caddies playing. They play golf, not polo.
It wasn't a Ralph Lauren polo. Polo.
It was a U.S. Polo Association.
Oh,
it was
worse than that.
It was. I don't know. You might have. this was the worst shirt I ever received in life. And
he said in life.
And it was. And it was something that you would see Bob Hope.
Oh,
or
gosh.
One of them guys, you know.
Yes.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. And the worst part about it was the person that gave me the shirt was like, well, I never saw you.
Sorry.
Oh, man. Lord, Jesus.
I'm with you on that one.
Okay.
Because all of my worst gifts have been feeble attempts at buying me clothes. And I am very particular about my clothes.
Right. True that.
So I've gotten a couple polo shirts that I was just like,
they were polo.
Fuck. I don't even know. I'm like, you know how like you get something and you'll instantly start going down the list of rock that to work, the club.
And
it goes down cutting grass, washing dishes.
Throwing away.
I couldn't find nowhere where I would have rocked that joint. You know? Mm-hmm. I'm
the
like,
homeless dude.
But that wasn't the worst.
Uh-oh.
And this is... Okay. So, one day I came home, right? Now, my brother, rest in peace, marched to the beat of his own drum. He was just his own person with his style, with everything he did. He was his own person. And I respect that. And I respect it even more that he's not here. But one day I came home and my brother had just got finished shopping. He had a couple bags. He was looking at the shit that he bought. And he was like, I was getting ready to go back out. And I was with my boy at the time. And my brother held up this jacket and he was like, B, you like this? I didn't have the heart to tell him the jacket was hideous. it was a fake Michael Jackson jacket, the red joint with the zippers.
Oh, okay.
And so I was like, oh man, yeah. That's all nice.
Hey, young.
Why did Bama say, man, I'm glad because I bought it for you.
Oh.
Nigga, wow. I melted. And I swear to you, I was like, oh, all right. And so I tried to turn around and like go ahead and, you know, jump back on our bikes and ride away. He was like, hey, B, you forgot your jacket. I turned back around, got that jacket, man. Draped that bitch over my handlebars. And I rode. And I was like, one thing I know that my brother's good for is he had a lot of shit going on. And he was going to forget about this. And what made it even worse was we got to my boy's house, right? And I put the joint down in his living room because we were like, he was laughing so fucking hard. I mean, tears were streaming down his face and the whole shit. And I was just like devastated, right? And I was like, this cannot get worse. Why his mom walks in and be like, oh my God, this is the dopest jacket ever.
Did she and say put, dopest?
And put, she, oh. she.
That's probably what they were saying.
He was adopted.
No,
he was adopted and she was trying to be hip. And so I was like,
oh, you
it just it. Actually got worse because now you like this jacket, which confirms everything I felt about this jacket.
That'd be like, it got stolen. This
so
mother stole it from me.
I swear, I thought I was good for like 3 weeks. And my brother came to me with one of his most sincere moments of his life. I was like, yo, you know, B, I haven't seen the jacket. I haven't seen you wear it. Mm. I just started crying. I didn't know what else to do.
You gave it to the lady.
I wasn't wearing that jacket.
Where was
wearing
it?
That jacket.
Did you give? You I actually gave it to
him? It was
him?
Still at my friend's house.
I gave it. I just, man.
couldn't do it, man. I'm sorry. And I know that hurt my brother's heart to the end, but I couldn't do it. I'm sorry.
I mean, he knew you were a Michael Jackson fan.
I wasn't a Michael Jackson fan. I was in the heavy metal.
Oh, okay.
At that point, I was like, seriously, it was like hip-hop and heavy metal. I ain't had nothing to do with Mike. That was back in the days. I was like, Mike, a fag.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow.
So, that was back then. I mean, I wouldn't say something like that now.
Of course.
Edit. I'm just saying. So
what you tell him?
I told you. I started crying. I ain't nothing else to do, bro. I couldn't do nothing else.
So he
that was back in the day when you cry, everything go away.
He was like, and I was 35.
Brian, your teacher called. It's over.
All right.
They done got what they needed out you.
No more. He's going to start crying. Yeah. Okay, I got you.
Ladies.
That's funny.
I haven't had any bad gifts. I honestly haven't.
What the fuck,
I'm serious. I haven't had any bad gifts. I was trying to think of something, and I haven't had any bad gifts.
See, that's just because you are over-appreciative ass.
Like, whatever I've received has been good. Like, I don't...
It's because they went through the thought process of thinking about me, and shut the hell up. Tell us some shit that you have not.
I mean, have I liked everything that people bought me? No, but it wasn't like the worst thing in the world.
Okay, well, go to the bottom of the list of the things that you that wasn't the best.
Yeah.
Something had to be like, even if it was just meh.
Maybe a sweater. Usually, probably like a clothing item, like a sweater.
Counts me out for this Christmas.
So it was, like.
Gift card.
Let me see. So I think that depending upon whose family you get gifts from, right? Like if you have older people in the family, they have a tendency to buy you a certain style of sweater, right? So it's usually like a turtleneck with a little
you just reminded me of one. Thanks for that.
Like a little turtleneck kind of sweater that's either 3/4 length sleeve and like fitted with a little something that ties around the waist. Mm. Something like that.
Okay.
Was probably the worst thing. And they went all out to find it for me. I do know that. So I didn't want to tell her that. Like, I didn't like it. I mean, it wasn't the worst, but it wasn't, like, my style either.
Right,
so
right.
I still wore it, you know? It wasn't like you, Michael Jackson, crying. I just didn't. It wasn't my style, but, you know, I kind of rocked it with something, and it was okay.
You put it together. Yeah. You made it work, huh?
Yeah. But I just think that sometimes, like, older people or, like, they have that tendency to buy you things that look a certain way. Or it's the material. So it's usually polyester or some kind of wool that makes you break out, you know, or something crazy like that. So, yeah.
All right.
You just reminded me because I had one thing in mind. But a couple jobs ago, like, they would buy everybody gifts. And, you know, you would see, you know, other people open up their gift and you're like, oh, damn, that's so nice. Like, ooh, wow. Ooh, they got you something for your home. Ooh, nice. Oh, they got you that cute necklace. Oh, great. You open up your box. Yeah, 1 year they gave me like a sweater that was like a Charlie Brown sweater. I was like, first of all, you know, all of this can't get in that sweater.
Okay.
Let's start with the first thing.
All right.
Then it looks like it literally was like the little cubes or whatever, you know what I mean? I was like, who wears this?
All right.
I'm telling you, you look at it and it was like, womp, 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 womp. I was like, oh man, looking at everybody else's gifts, I was like, y'all set me up on purpose. Did y'all not like me anymore? Like, what did I do this year to make you feel like I'm gonna give her a lump of coal? But whatever, okay, that's cool. And then it was, and I, you know, I don't see her now, but I love her dearly. My friend's mom went out of her way and it was a perfume from Nordstrom. I was like, first of all, you don't buy people perfume. You don't really know what they wear.
Right.
Because
you just brought up another one.
You know, I mean, cause there's like one smell I can't stand is powdery. And again, I'm just saying, it was powdery like perfume.
Okay.
I mean, that and like musky. I don't like musk is not my jam. Some people are really you put it on them and they smell really good. Me, ugh, yuck. But anyway, so she bought me this and it wasn't cheap. It was a perfume called Champagne. And I remember this.
I remember that one.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I'm not gonna wear this. It's making me want to throw up. I had to try to figure out
who you gonna give it to.
No, because I didn't want to waste her money. Because you know, when you like in college, it's like a $50-$60 perfume. You know, like that's not cheap. You know, and it may have been like because I think she bought me like the, I want to say like the small size. So she would have gone up. It would have been like you know $80, $100 and something. I was like, how do I tell your mom that I do not like this perfume and it makes me nauseous? Like, how do I do that in a nice way? And she was like,
tell the shit.
Well, I mean, I didn't want to waste it. So I was like, I had to.
Give it to somebody else for a gift.
Well, I did. I was like, I don't know. Here you go. Tell your mom I can't do this. Because I was like, I couldn't bring myself to tell her in her face. Because it was so nice of her to, you know, to spend that money on me. Like I said, and we were younger. So I was like, this is disgusting. It to me, on me, it did not smell good. And like I said, it made me nauseous. And I'm not 100. So.
I had to wrap that shit up again and get somebody else. So tell your mom it smelled good.
I didn't know anybody else that would want to wear it.
Somebody bought me a cologne that to this day I don't know if it was Touch or Touche.
Like, oh god.
But that shit was brute.
By Fabergé.
That shit smelled like brute. And I didn't mean to hurt their feelings.
See, you don't want to do that.
But it's like, you know how when you get that moment when the thought gets past the lip filter? That's my shit. I said, this is brute.
Fabergé.
I was like, ain't nothing I can do about this.
So rude.
All right, well, look. We want to hear y'all stories, man, about horrible gifts and all that good shit. 202-750-1437. That's 1IDS.
Being black,
hey
y'all. Hey. I went into one of my accounts this morning, right? Now, mind you, I got on my full uniform. Okay. Distinctly telling you what it is that I'm here for, what I'm doing here. Okay, now, the account that I'm going in is a cafeteria. Alright, so I'm bringing in their stuff. So I'm walking through the cafeteria. This white lady comes up to me, right? She says, are y'all going to bring out any more eggs?
Welp. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. I don't work here. You might want to check with somebody behind the counter. Oh, I'm sorry.
Being black.
Yeah, well.
God damn it.
I tell you, bro.
You know, it's funny. A buddy of mine was telling me a similar situation where he went into a store to purchase something. And as soon as he walked in, the lady was behind the counter ringing stuff up. And she literally stopped ringing shit up to run from behind the counter and say, excuse me, sir, the deliveries are in back.
Wow.
Whoa. He was like, what?
Whoa.
I'm here shopping. What are you talking about?
Awful. Awful.
I was like, oh, my God.
Wow.
Fucking true.
That one, man.
We got Trump.
Oh, no. I was going to say, save it for one picture, two picture.
Right.
Oh, boy. Man.
Oh, shit.
Well, I mean, you can go ahead and let that play.
Yeah,
you know?
Right, shit.
I mean, it's time. So, hit that back up.
Are you guys going to bring out any more eggs?
see. Shit like that. I
my, look, I had my joke. Look, come on, man. I had all the hat and everything.
She didn't like, see that.
Like, my innermost asshole.
I ain't had time.
Will not let me let that moment pass.
I know, right?
What would you have said?
You know what?
Where you sitting at? Just bring him. Wait, actually, just wait right here. Don't move. I'm going to bring him some hot joints coming straight for you. Just don't move. Stay right here.
You pass gas.
Nah, I'll just let that bitch stand there. I'm going to let her stand there and see how long her dumb ass is staying for she.
There was this guy that told me some eggs were coming out.
Your
what
service
does he look,
is so
what,
poor.
What did he look like, ma'am? he had an
He's a nigga.
Nigga.
It's been a long few weeks, man, and I'm sure someone has a good one finger, two finger doctor.
You know what, though, dog? I know you're going to hate me for this one, man. I know you're going to hate me for this one, dog. But, dog, I'm going to go ahead and give it up to the Cowboys. They fucking doing their thing, man. I mean, you know, of course, everyone knows I'm a Redskins fan. But, you know, they holding it down. They got a black quarterback. I'm going to give it to them. I'm going to give it to them, man. They doing their thing,
man. Who's the quarterback?
Dak Prescott.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is she over there dabbing? Like, what is happening to the left of me?
I hate to give it to the boys, man, but they doing their thing, man. Good luck to y'all. We slipping. So,
like those that read my posts know, I give it up. And I say congratulations to all Texas-born Cowboy fans.
Oh, no doubt. No.
What's your one finger?
Rest
or was
that
your
rocks.
One finger? Wait, was that your one finger?
No.
Oh, that was your two?
That was my two.
Oh, okay. All right, then. I thought you were being funny.
Did you have one finger?
The one finger was the fact that we've been missing our goddamn listeners, man. I'm sorry, y'all. We just,
damn,
you know,
one finger to us?
Right.
Damn.
Right.
You know what?
One finger, because our fucking
hey, look,
fans
on,
have been
on,
missing
doc,
us,
doc,
man.
Doc, doc, doc,
you should one, you should
on,
finger
on,
yourself.
Hold on,
well, finger myself, then. Whatever.
Pause?
Whatever.
Can we pause
on that? No, there's no pause on that.
Doc.
Because I was out of town.
Doc, so. Queen, hold on.
Anyway.
Hold on. Queen here. Doc here. I'm here. It's only here. Only one person missing. So let's blame that shit on her. So one finger to Gina.
Yeah, fucking Gina,
for
man.
Causing us not to motherfucker.
Yeah. Granddad, what's fucking wrong with her?
Damn
she
it, Gina.
Today?
Fucking up our motherfucking rotation.
Hey,
it's your motherfucking fault we ain't been recording this shit.
Yeah, I'm sick of that shit too.
Shit. Queen was out the country running the motherfucking studio and shit because we was supposed to be recording. She was going to motherfucking record from abroad.
Oh, shit.
No.
All right.
Oui, oui, mon cheri. No, no.
Well, she Merci did once. Cool. She came on and recorded with us from Paris.
So, right, all right. Oh, yeah, that's right.
That was Paris.
Where was it? Italy.
It was Italy.
Italy.
Italy. Well,
a little different.
Chianti.
Miss Oni.
What in the world was that face?
I like the I like cheese.
Why is that my voice though? Why do you guys do that?
My dogs are upstairs. I don't know why they're up.
Two fingers to find one improving with age.
A girl.
Literally talking about wine.
Literally talking about wine. All of the wine that's around for the holidays. All
right.
Yeah, so that's for the holidays and the fine wine that improves with age. I don't have a one finger.
Columbia Road don't got one finger.
No, they're doing better. They are doing better. I don't have one finger.
I'm not kept up. Queen!
Hey, yo, let's see. Two fingers to the travel life. Get you some.
Yes.
Don't be all Judgy McJudgerson and say you want to be me when you grow up. That's not to you, Ro. That's to somebody else. Actually, to a couple other people. You can do what I do.
I haven't called Queen Dora in a long time. But
you just
got to
make it happen. I'm saying, you know, somebody put up the perfect post today. You know, what was it? an Apple Watch could equal a trip to Mexico. I might be saying this wrong. An iPhone could equal a trip to... Oh, no, it was Apple Watch could equal a trip to Europe. A iPhone 6 could equal a trip to Mexico. And so on and so forth. So don't look at me side-eye, because I decide to spend my money on what I spend my money on.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know what I'm saying? So you too can do the same thing, because I post deal alerts all the time on my Facebook page. So you too can do the same thing. Follow some of the websites that are out there. Fair Deal Alert, Secret Flying.
Don't say them all out loud. Black people gonna stop.
Hey, I want them to get out there and do
the airplane. They're gonna bring pickles and shit on the airplane.
That's all right. Bring your pickles and chicken and all the
sunflower seeds.
Oh, pause. You said chitlins? No.
No chitlins.
No chitlins. None of those. Yeah, none of that. I mean, I'm saying, get out there and do things, and don't be all Judgy McJudgerson because I'm out here living my life, because life is short and you gotta live it while you can.
Get out there and see all that shit.
I'm just saying. So one finger. Do I have a one finger? I feel like I.
I think.
Well, it could be twofold, but one finger goes out to people for not paying attention. You know what I'm saying? Don't. Just don't. Pay attention.
Okay.
Yeah, goddamn it.
Pay attention.
I'm
just saying.
Pay attention, motherfuckers. I'm just saying.
All right. My one finger goes to, and I'm going to need Doc to help me out on this. Dun, 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 dun. What they do?
Smile in your face.
All the time, won't take your face.
I want to send one finger out to all those motherfuckers out there that smile in my face. All the time, they want to backstab.
Oh, my. Yikes.
It's cool. It's cool.
Is somebody I know?
Yikes.
It's cool. I appreciate you because you are, you know, I'm the type of dude that every now and then I like to get comfortable in the place that I'm at. And you are the very reason and you are the very reminder that I need to keep my shit sharp and I need to keep on the move to motherfucking shake the trail. From you backstabbing ass, fake ass motherfuckers.
Yo.
Thank you. I appreciate you for cracking the whip and keeping my hustle going.
Was that two finger or one finger?
That was the one finger.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Two fingers. Two fingers. There's a couple of good two fingers out there. Two fingers to, You know what? Two fingers for the holidays, man. Dang. It's the holiday time of year.
That's right.
Everybody should be happy and joyful and all that good stuff. If you're not enjoying this time of the year, stop holding on to your reason. Find a reason to be happy. Find a reason to smile. It's all around you, man. Walk outside. You know what I'm saying? Feed off other people's happiness. Feed off other people's joy. And if you see someone just laughing or smiling, wonder what it is they could be laughing and smiling about, and to feed off that energy and just make it happen, man.
Can I also say, off of what you just said, say hi to somebody.
How about that?
Say hello. I mean, you don't have to have a whole full, hey, how you doing? Keep it moving. Hey, hi. Keep it moving. Sometimes people need that. You know, you never know what somebody's going through. Okay, all right. I'm not sure what happened just now.
So.
Okay.
With that, we would like to say, as always,
God woke you up this morning.
And
the rest of the bull
slits.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house. Out, damn spot. You've been.